Can you feel it? The most wonderful time of the year is almost here. That moment you've waited and long anticipated for is just around the corner. The Tigers will be hitting the field in September, head to toe in their gear, but will you be as game day ready? Tiger Sports Shop has everything you need to be a Tiger through and through this football season. For hats, t-shirts, tailgate gear, Nike apparel, and more, visit our family-owned and operated and newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard or in downtown Clemson, 364 College Avenue.
At eBay, your passion is a big deal. So right now, get a big deal on any passion from A to Z. No, really. Art, baking, coffee, design, exploring, fashion, golf, homebrewing, Italian cuisine, jogging, kayaking, landscaping, making beats, napping, outdoors, photography, questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, and ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free, and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, I'll read this hysterical text in a minute, Rona. There's got to be one every day, but I'll get to it. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great. Well, hey, listen, appreciate you letting me in.
Thank you for getting in,
you get in and you ended the segment with the thing on the domestic violence.
Yep.
And, you know, and when you started off, you were talking about keeping Shoeless Joe Jackson out of the Hall of Fame. And I guess, Walt, in my thought, and I've got limited brain capacity, so I'm not as smart as a lot of these other super smart folks that run the Hall of Fames and the professional sporting world, but I guess gambling is a whole lot worse than beating the hell out of somebody. So you vehemently work to keep Shoeless Joe, and you can even throw Pete Rose into that, even though Pete Rose is probably one of the most disgusting people, but yet we keep them out of the Hall of Fame for alleged gambling, and yet we laud these athletes, these football players, that allegedly beat their partners, their girlfriends, their wives, and You get slaps on the wrist.
The National Football League just in their own investigation concluded that Jameis Winston sexually assaulted an Uber driver and then suspended him for a few games.
Yeah, I mean, but yet if you take a PED or if you smoke a joint, Martavis Bryant, you get kicked out for the entire season. So, I mean, you know, again, you're smarter than I, Walt, and I fully admit that, but is smoking a joint really that horrible of a crime compared to beating somebody?
Yeah, here's one,
saying this being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, no, I know. Here's one issue, Dave. I really believe this. I think if you eliminated all of the football players who have or do smoke marijuana, I don't think there'd be anything left to watch. So
we'd be going to the movie
exactly
with Keanu Reeves
exactly
out
right.
To come out.
Hey, what channel are those reruns of Pawn Stars on again?
But you know, seriously, eventually the NFL is going to have to take this thing seriously, and they're going to start having to levy, you know, much stiffer penalties for this kind of stuff. And I'll ask you this and take it off the air. Do you honestly think that this kind of stuff went on back in the 60s and the 70s?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, pre-internet, you know, was the football guys that much more beastly back then? Or is it just something that has come about now because these guys have got a ton of money, they got a ton of free time, and they just don't know how to act with either one of them? And Walt, I'll take it off.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you,
buddy.
That's a really good question.
I was going to ask you that.
I don't think there's an easy answer to that question. I will say this. Back in the day, there were guys like Mickey Mantle and Billy Martin and who were, they were vile. I mean, the reports are legendary of the things they would say and around women and these type of things that you could never get away with today. You could never get away with. One difference today is that there are so many, and this goes to your question too, Ramon, is that there are so many more sources. Everyone has a camera. Every single person. It used to be, you know, that only media people carried cameras and recording devices. Now, every single person on Earth does.
Yeah, you can just do yourself on there.
And so, you know, your chances of being caught doing something wrong have gone up a million times, as opposed to basically the darkness of the past. And so there may be an element of this has always existed, and it's just there wasn't light being shined on it. Now there is. Now everyone has an outlet. It's not just the number of cameras and recording devices. It's that there are all these social media platforms, and you can prosecute your case as the friend of this woman did, without aid from anyone. You know, you have the photographic evidence. You can just take it to social media justice. And there are some inherent dangers in that, obviously. And so I think that's one way to look at it. On the other hand, I think we are more entitled now than ever before. I think that athletes feel an immunity, perhaps to a degree
that
they never have before.
I agree with that. Like they can get away with anything, like and do anything, and nobody can touch them, and they're the greatest thing ever, and all that stuff.
And I think that starts at an early age. It starts with people making. It starts with enablers. It starts with people who make allowances for bad behavior. And the more allowances that are made for bad behavior, the more the athlete thinks he can get away with, the more untouchable he believes himself to be, the more bulletproof he believes himself to be. Look, I think it's a really good question. I don't have a good answer for it. I also think from a National Football League standpoint, I think their punitive findings have lacked backbone, and I think they've been woefully and dreadfully inconsistent. And as Dave says, we have players who are being suspended for whole seasons for pot use. And fundamentally, if that's a crime, it's a crime of that only hurts the individual. It's not hurting anybody else. It's not a physical act perpetuated on the innocent. I mean, we have a National Football League that just had a situation where a guy with a history of suspect behavior, the National Football League did an investigation. By the way, Texter writes, "We are more entitled now than ever before," quoting me, and said, "Truer words have never been spoken." Now, sadly, I think that's true. And we just had a National Football League who did an investigation, conducted an investigation into the Jameis Winston Uber driver situation. and determined in their report that Jameis Winston sexually assaulted this female Uber driver. And the testimony of the other individual who was there contradicted the testimony of Winston's best friend, who suggested there were multiple people in the car. It wasn't true. It was just Winston and the driver. Winston apologized in the National Football League statement to the driver, which may not be an outright admission of guilt, but it's certainly a total about face from where he positioned himself originally on the issue. And it certainly seems to indicate people don't apologize for things they don't do. You know, if I didn't do something, I'm not apologizing for it.
No, and then he made an excuse also.
Right, and then he
regarding
had,
alcohol.
Right, then he exactly. You're 100% right. I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I had forgotten that. That's you're 100% right. Then he sort of doubled down on it by blaming alcohol for his conduct. Okay, you can drink all you want. Lots of people drink. They don't sexually assault people. Only in Jameis Winston's mind does drinking lead to sexual assault. Drinking in most other people's mind leads to passing out. It doesn't.
He's been getting away with stuff allegedly, so he's got something to say now.
Right.
To use it. I honestly can't believe he admitted it. And I don't understand why they didn't kick him off the team.
No, Texture 367, he was. That was another of his friends. The Vandy player was one of his friends. But the Vandy player is the one who provided the additional testimony and said, no, that Jameis Winston was in the vehicle with the Uber driver by himself. And, you know, and here's the thing. The National Football League and Roger Goodell, in his infinite wisdom, decided that having conducted an investigation and finding that Jameis Winston sexually assaulted an Uber driver, which is what they found in their investigation, that he was worthy of just a 3-game suspension or whatever it was.
I don't understand why they don't kick. Why are they not kicking people off the team for this?
Out of the league. Yeah, I mean, again.
I don't understand that. Why don't they go in the air and say, okay, this is it. You're going to get kicked off the team for this. Especially they did their own investigation and found that it was true. It's not like they don't have any evidence of it. And it's
see, that's the part I don't understand is.
They're the ones that saying he did it, not the police.
I don't understand how you can. I don't understand how you can conduct an investigation, say that he did it, that the finding of your investigation is that he did it, and then just suspend him for a few games. I mean, if the finding of your investigation is he did it, then he needs to be suspended for the year. At least, right? So the National Football League has been, you know, again, going back to the Ray Rice situation.
I forget what they did. Didn't they?
They suspended him for 2 games.
Two games. That was right. And that I remember watching that video. And that was the beginning of all this crap. That's the first time I'd seen anything like that.
By the way, something called BBN, which is Buffalo Bills News, and Bill Foster has sent me this. And again, we realize that they have a vested interest in this. I mean, he plays for their football team. They're writing just in, LeSean McCoy's been trying to get his ex-girlfriend out of his house for months. She would refuse. You know, this is ridiculous. I mean,
you're a big, huge football player, and she's not leaving.
Right.
And he could actually just pick her up without killing her, trying to kill her. He could pick her up.
Take the keys.
And put her outside.
Adios.
You know?
Exactly.
Here's your stuff. Change the locks. That's all you got to do. That's what women do.
Okay, so this is what this says. BBN says, look, LeSean McCoy has been trying to get his ex-girlfriend out of his house for months. She would refuse. Again, this is a Buffalo Bills
This is what they have to say.
Yeah. All right. They have a court hearing scheduled for today. LeSean McCoy was not in Capitola is in the house when the attack and robbery occurred.
Oh, there was a robbery.
Well, that's what this BBN site is saying.
Oh, so they're saying that it happened. He wasn't there, and it would have somebody, whoever tried to rob their house,
right,
is the one that beat them all up.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, as I've said from the beginning, we don't know what happened in this case. We don't know. But which seems more likely?
Well, for the friend to get all outraged and go as far as she did, right.
Why
she had to talk to her and say right. What happened.
Right. Why exactly? Why would the friend?
Yeah, the friend wouldn't have taken matters in her own hands.
Well, again, if it was a robbery and her girlfriend was a victim of someone who broke in, why would her friend take to social media and say he did it? And that he beat his dog into kidney failure, and that he beat his son, and that he's using PEDs. And why would she say these things?
Why would she?
You know, again, I look. I don't know what happened here, as I said from the beginning, but I don't find BBN Buffalo Bills news to be credible on this issue. How about that? In fact, I don't find them to be credible at all. And I don't even know if that story sounds legitimate. Let me tell you about Harry's. You know, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides across the contours of your face. There are no cuts. There are no burns. There's none of that stuff. It's a perfect shave every time. It's the best shave money can buy. And this is where it gets even better. By the way, there's the eucalyptus shave cream too. Thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with me at harrys.com. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus shipping. Just $3 plus shipping. It can't be better than that. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, lights, handles that look like spaceships, buzzing sounds. Tactics the leading brands have been using for years to raise prices. They bought the finest factory in the world, the German factory that made the best steel, that ground the steel into sharp, durable blades that were meant to last. That's what really matters in a shave. They guaranteed them 100% quality guarantee. They stood by their product. That is the Harry's way. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. Quick break. Clemson Dad, you're up first when we get back. You want to get in, go ahead. 654-7627. I'll be back.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. fueling the American spirit.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
It's Macy's Black Friday in July. Take an extra 15 to 25% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any purchase, no minimum, today only. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn Star Money. Platinum, Gold, and Silver members get $10 back for every $50 spent. Bronze members get $10 back for every $100 spent. That's $10 back for every 1,000 points earned. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for details. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends July 15th.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
The sky is gray. Cannons and the tunes roll down the street.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We are back. I have people on the text line now, like Brian, who are writing, well, if that was true, if it was a robbery, there'd be a police report and all this stuff, and apparently there isn't any of that. Let me just read you what the friend wrote, and then you determine whether you think that her face was done this way in a robbery.
Okay.
Right? Here's what the friend wrote. In capital letters, she wrote, Shady McCoy is the devil. You are an animal, in capital letters. We didn't say anything about how you beat your dog, Henny, into kidney failure. Let's not talk about the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like peeing in bed. We kept quiet about your drug usage, all the illegal steroids and needles you were using, but we will not keep quiet about this. I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Your karma is going to be so real. The world needs to know what type of animal you really are. This was just her yesterday on the left, and now this morning, this is her on the right. Woman beater, animal abuser, child abuser, and she sent it to the Bills, the National Football League, and TMZ.
Doesn't sound like a victim
of a robbery to you?
No, it doesn't. It sounds like she knows exactly what she's talking
honestly,
about.
Honestly, I'll tell you something.
Sound like she might have been witness to some of that stuff,
yeah,
too.
Right, for some period of time.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Look, again, we don't know exactly what happened, but I'm telling you one thing. If I'm a Buffalo Bills website right now, the last thing on earth you want to do is align yourself with this guy. The last thing on earth
you want to
do.
Why can't they ever just stay quiet?
Right, just stay out of it.
Why do you have to comment on it?
Have enough common sense to leave it alone. Let it play out. Let's see what happens. Because if you get out there on social media and you are basically offering the defense and saying, well, it's a robbery and this kind of crap, and it turns out to be that it's just as her friend claims it is, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do. I don't know why you'd go down that path. I have no idea. It's just senseless to me. Ramona, let's see. May have it back. I lost the comments for a second. Okay, I'm back. All right, let me get to some of these calls. And I still have other things to get to. And we still have Team 42 to get to as well. It's been an incredibly busy, I think really interesting show, just as yesterday was. Totally different type of show today than yesterday, but I think both have been... I've been great. Your participation has made it so. Clemson Dad, Scott, Angry Lawyer, first up. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dad?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
No problem. You stole my thunder a little bit because I was going to make that quote that she said in that article, Shady is the devil.
Yeah.
And all the other things that she accused him of, like you said, I won't go into it. I mean, why would she go out on a limb if she didn't really see that or believe that? Yeah, I'm just like you. There's no way. Be kids, women, animals, according to her post.
Yeah, I mean, as long as this came from her, I mean, she would have to really hate this guy to make up all that stuff about him.
Right. Well, and the pic.
Right.
What about the picture? If that picture's legit, he definitely needs to go to jail, Walt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, yeah. All right. Do you mind if I change the subject?
No.
Subject for a minute?
No.
All right. World Cup tomorrow. You think England wins over Croatia? I think they do easily. And I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
I think they have great defense, and their goalie, the keeper, he's pretty bad.
Yeah, he's playing well.
I think his name's Pickford.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing well. I would tend to agree with that at this point.
And I think
yeah, I think the goaltending is a good part of it. Goalkeeping.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not explosive on offense, but they play great D, like I said, and I think he's really good.
Yep, I would tend to agree with that.
Have you talked about Cristiano Ronaldo leaving Real Madrid today?
I have not. No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not been able to get to that.
That's fine. All right. I think that's all I got tonight, Walt.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. I appreciate it, as always.
You're going to do receivers before you go off the air?
Not today. That's been moved to tomorrow.
You were going to do that today?
Yeah. I was going to do receivers, too. I was going to have the receiver draft today, but obviously, unless we're going to be on until midnight, we're not going to have that today. That's just the way the live show goes sometimes. Scott, Angry Lawyer, Ed, lines are jammed. Still to come, Team 42. And I have another story or two that I want to get to, both that are disturbing, of a different type. Not disturbing, of a lighter type. Not
goodness.
By the way, did you see the photos?
Yes, I did. It looks like he threw her head in a wall or something.
It looks like he beat her face.
I don't know what he hit her with. It looked like he hit her with something.
Allegedly. Scotty and Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing, Mr. Walt?
Good, Scotty. Appreciate you getting in.
I just wanted to return the call from Alabama, boy. I don't think it was the LSU coach caught in bed with the hookers. I'm just saying. I don't think it was LSU. I believe that was, the Mississippi pulled south. You know why, Walt? Because Mississippi and Alabama suck so bad. I'm just telling you. But anyway, I missed the beginning of the topic, and it does bring me back to two things that correlate with each other. One, with Oregon State winning the baseball tournament.
Yeah.
Land of the pedophile, which I just can't root for Oregon State.
I understand.
Okay. Knowing that they have a pedophile on their team, they should suspend, take the trophy from them, fire the coach, the administrator, the athletic director, this is America. We don't need to put up with that. And the other thing on a lighter note was, you think South Carolina has a chance against Georgia because I haven't heard the first time in a long time Georgia players being suspended for the first two games.
Yeah, I do think I get your point, but I do think South Carolina has a chance. I think it'll be a close competitive game. I think it's an early season game. That will help the home team. You know, Georgia has a lot of new parts. They're still awfully talented, but a lot of new parts. They lost a lot of personnel to the National Football League, and this series has a recent history of being competitive. So, yeah, I think it's going to be, a very competitive game. South Carolina will absolutely cover the number. The question is, can they win? And I think they can win. Whether they will win is a different story. I think it's like a 27-24 type of game.
Well, from the people that saw the Georgia spring game, they said Georgia might be lacking maturity, but they have just as much speed, if not more, in defense. So he's recruiting well, the way I understand it.
Well, you know, he's recruiting incredibly well, but young is young, and it takes mature talent to win, especially at a high level. And so, you know, yes, there were 8 5-star freshmen, but I did a study one time over a period of time about the impact of 5-star freshmen. And the way it came out for me was that only 27% of 5-star freshmen made what I thought was a significant impact. So about approximately a quarter. And so I think we read too much into that. You know, you've seen a lot of 5-star guys coming to Clemson. It took and take several years. Now, there have been exceptions like Deshaun Watson, but those are still the aberration. That's still not the rule.
Well, I think that correlates with Feaster as far as what? Learning how to pass blockage.
Yeah.
You know, so he can get on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows he can run, but unless you can pass block.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Well, that's all I have. Well,
thank you, Scotty. Good talk to you again. Let me get to Angry Lawyer. Angry Lawyer.
Walt, how are you?
Hey, Angry Lawyer. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man. I'm glad Ramona's back. It's sort of like when my paralegal leaves, I don't appreciate her. When she leaves, I'm like in the corner crying for a whole week.
Thank you.
Not a problem. First thing, Jeff from yesterday, it's been 24 hours and you're still a clown wearing a rubber nose.
Man, people hold grudges, Ramon.
They do.
I do. Rulon Gardner. I mean, the thing is, he was the amateur version of Dusty Rhodes. I mean, he's never ever seen a gym that he didn't walk by. He wasn't wearing a green elbow pad. But I mean, that was common man, hard times.
It was
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right.
As far as Shoeless Joe goes, you know, you're exactly right about that. When you find out when these players throw games for money in college and basketball, they go 3 for 12, miss a couple free throws, 5 turnovers.
Yep.
You look at the work product Shoeless Joe did in that World Series. Maybe he did take some money and then realized, felt guilty, and right. Then tore it up. So it's not like he was throwing it. He was not. And that's one of the worst decisions they've made, and I'll hang up and listen to you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Angelo. And the letter, it's just the letter's just inexplicable. The letter is just absolutely insane. It's again, they should have stopped while they were behind. Here's what we're going to do. Ed, I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back. I'll also get to Team 42, and I want to jam in at least one or two more quick stories as well. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. We've had couples swear about the prenatal massage. Can be performed in any trimester. Truly incredible. You know, the great thing about Urban Nirvana is there's so many options. So if you were to give someone a gift certificate to Urban Nirvana, they could choose from amongst the 12 different types of massage, the salon. There are just so many choices. And it's an incredible place. You know, in a summer full of 90-degree days, it's a great place to recharge and refresh and all the rejuvenate. You'll feel better with a day at Urban Nirvana. And think about the people who do things for you in your life. You don't need a special occasion to give a gift. Think about your wife, your girlfriend, anybody in your life that you care about. That's a great gift. Here's all you do. You go to urbannirvana.com, you print off your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. It's just that simple. Walt Tipchula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Countdown is on. 53 days till Clemson football.
Here, one ounce, go either side. Rozier, the shotgun snap. Looks across the middle, and there's some pressure, and he'll be sacked. Back in around the 25-yard line, Christian Wilkins, the first-team All-ACC defensive tackle back there feasting on the play.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth-generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Honestly, I can't even keep up with this. We're back.
You got too much stuff.
Former Seahawks cornerback Brandon Browner is facing 6 charges stemming from a July 8th arrest in Laverne, California, including attempted murder.
What?
Browner will be arraigned on Tuesday. He's facing 4 felonies and 2 misdemeanors, including attempted murder, robbery, burglary, false imprisonment, 2 counts of child endangerment. Police say Browner broke into his ex-girlfriend's home. She had a restraining order against him, forced her back inside the residence when she tried to escape. He's also been accused of stealing a Rolex. First-degree attempted murder carries a maximum sentence of life in prison in California. The 33-year-old's career ended when the Seahawks released him in 2016. Okay, that's a new story. Let me get to Ed in here. I still have team 42 to get to, and Jeff is on hold as well. We'll try and get to Jeff. Ed.
Walter.
Ed, how are you?
I'm well, Walter. Thank you for asking. Como está la boo? Très bien. And viva la France.
Yeah.
Bring on either of those ex-iron blockers or... the tea drinkers will take on all comers.
Texter says that's at least 2 games, right? Suspension. 6 charges and attempted murder.
Yeah. You know what? This whole LeSean McCoy thing, my boss told me about it today, him being an Eagles guy, and he's an ex-Eagle. If they ever, ever let that guy play another down in the National Football League, they ought to disband it. And I'm an NFL guy, but there is no way. That you've got to stop this somehow. I mean, that's a start because he's still got a career left, or he did. But you got to stop that right now. I mean, not tomorrow, not next week, not when the facts are in. There's no way you can
look, this. Let me tell you something, Ed. If it can be proven that he did these things, all right, and that he's responsible for that girl's face, if the National Football League ever allows him to play another down, people should stop watching it and stop supporting it. And the thing is, if he did do these things and the NFL has the guts to do what they should do, it will be a fascinating test case for the power of the players' union and everything else. It'll also be fascinating to see if the union wants to involve themselves in any defense of McCoy, because they may not want to. If he's responsible for that, it's pretty much indefensible. So I guess we'll see.
If I'm the union, I'm running from him.
I agree.
If he's responsible, I agree. Because that makes them liable for anything that happens in the future if they don't act accordingly.
Yep.
And I mean, I can tell you, if Gene Upshaw was there, he wouldn't be backing this guy up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And as far as Mr. Manfred goes, you know, we've had this discussion before. This guy's a bozo. Why don't we bring back that ex-Milwaukee Brewers owner who was a complete idiot? He's a better commissioner than this guy's ever thought about being.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's hard to say.
No, it's 100% right.
I remember him.
Yeah, it's true.
How can you not remember him? He's got top guys on it. Top guys.
Yeah. You know, here's another thing. Commissioners shouldn't look like that. You know what I mean? Commissioners should be big, heavy set, cigar smoking, whiskey drinking. They should not look like Rob Manfred.
No, they shouldn't. And
Rob Manfred honestly looks like the official who got his A beaten in the AAU brawl. I'll get to that.
Maybe. Well, he probably did, but that's another story. But why this guy is in charge of baseball, I'm like you. I've never really seen any interviews, just a few little shorts of him. But that letter, I wish either Brian or Angry Lawyer would text in and comment about this. I'd like to see the Shoeless Joe Jackson Society and baseball fans in general file a class action lawsuit over that letter as defamation of character.
Yeah, I mean, the letter is just remarkably inept.
It's pretty much, it's pretty much inarguable that he had nothing to do with throwing. Statistics do not lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that.
Nope.
I was told that they sort of tossed him the money and he didn't know what it was for because he wasn't, you know, a rocket scientist.
And it happened 100 years ago. Who told you?
It's not like any
of us have direct sources on really what happened. The only real evidence.
No.
Right. The only real evidence is what.
He started a business in Greenville and he came back home and by all accounts, you know, I don't think he was involved. Now, maybe the wool's been pulled over my eyes, but I don't think most.
No, look, he didn't throw it. He didn't throw it. We know that. Whether he took money or not, who knows? Whether he felt bad about taking money, I don't know what happened. But I know this: he didn't throw it. I know that. The evidence exists. It may be circumstantial, but that evidence exists. He hit like 400 for the series. Ed, I have to go.
And all right, see ya.
I appreciate it. Hey, Ramona, it's time for Team 42 in the countdown, the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. Hit it. And team number 42 is... the Missouri Tigers. you see that text, Ramona? Texter 630 says, capital letters, "Hey, Jeff, it's time for team 42. Listen up, Jeff." That's funny. Especially since Jeff's
on
hold.
He's on hold listening.
hey, look, it's all good. Look, here's the thing. I offered a little hint earlier, and I had a couple of people who got it right on Twitter, which is Missouri. And my only hint was armed and dangerous. And what I mean by that is this. I'm putting Missouri at 42 with this little proclamation. I think Missouri, if you're looking for a dark horse, a live dog, dark horse team in the SEC to potentially make the SEC championship game out of the East, it's Missouri. I think Missouri's dangerous, very dangerous. And we'll see if they get any bounces of the football or not. But this is a team that's bringing back 10 starters on offense, 7 starters on defense. They lost a couple of key pieces. They lost Anthony Schiff. Right, you see those texts? Only 38 more to go, Jeff. And these kind of things. They lost Anthony Sherrills. They lost Marcel Frazier. But defensively, they're stout in the middle. Missouri's run defense in a league that emphasizes run defense is going to be pretty good. Terry Beckner, the defensive tackle, is a future NFLer. Jordan Elliott is 6'4", 325. Kobe Whiteside is another defensive tackle. He played in every game as a true freshman last year. Missouri has size, talent, and depth in the middle of their defensive front. Trey Williams is a hyper-talented defensive end who's had some issues. They're trying to get him to focus and settle down. That Missouri defense could be significantly improved. They did suspend Pruitt, who would have started on the back end at safety. He was suspended in the spring from all team activities, and there's been no sign of him since, so I don't know what that means exactly. But it doesn't sound real good. AC is probably their number one cornerback. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. He struggled early in the year. He got better as the year went along. They get Christian Holmes back, who would have been a starting cornerback. They get him back from a shoulder injury, if I remember correctly. And then they also have Adam Sparks. Now, Adam Sparks started the last eight games of a year ago, in part due to the Holmes injury. So at cornerback, they've got some guys. They feel better about their cornerback situation than they have in the last several years. So all of that bodes pretty well for them defensively. I think Missouri is going to be an improved team on the defensive side of the ball. Then a question, Texter asks, is Missouri coaching staff up to the challenge? I think that's a good question, and only time is going to tell that. I think they've demonstrated some improvement, but we shall see. Then you go to offense, and it starts with Emmanuel Hall. Now, Hall missed the spring game as well. He was banged up. But Emmanuel Hall at wide receiver averaged like 25 yards a catch last year, and I think he had about 900 yards receiving. Jonathan Johnson, the slot receiver, is very gifted. Those two guys are pretty good. I don't think they know what they're going to do beyond those two guys. They've lost some talent at wide receiver, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. They get DeMario Crockett back from injury. Crockett was the tailback who, as a freshman, rushed for over 1,000 yards. He's still not 100% whole. He's admitted that himself, but he should be good to go by the fall. They also have Larry Rountree as part of that backfield, and Rountree gave him like 1,300 total yards last year and is a little bit of a different type of background. He's like 5'10 and 215 pounds, and he's a bit of a physical force. And so they have some answers and some talent at running back position. And then you get to quarterback, and it's Drew Locke. And Locke is one of the five or six best quarterbacks in college football this year. So I have a Missouri team that has 10 starters on O, that has seven starters on defense, that developed some additional depth at cornerback due to the injuries a year ago. And I think they're going to be a vastly improved and very dangerous team. And to in a league that is still somewhat offensively challenged, I think Missouri may sneak up on some people. Here's the deal. I'm putting Missouri at 42, but I'm saying on the 10th of July that if there's a dark horse team to win the Eastern Division, do not be surprised if it's Missouri. Do not be surprised. Here's their schedule. They open with UT Martin. Then they get Wyoming, obviously a Josh Allen-less Wyoming. They'll be 2-0 there. At Purdue, which will be a war, call it a half. I think the Georgia game, September 22nd at home, is going to be a really interesting football game. I think they could win that game. The last time Georgia went to Missouri, they got completely outplayed. They won. Eason led a late drive, converted a 4th-and-16 or 17 or something of the sort, and they survived it in the end. But any Georgia fan who watched it will tell you they were outplayed in that game in Columbia. They're then at South Carolina and at Alabama. That's a tough little stretch there. Georgia at South Carolina, at Alabama. They get Memphis at home. They get Kentucky at home. They'll win both those games. They're at Florida. I think they'll beat Florida. I think that they have too much offense for Florida at this point in time, and that they'll outscore Florida, you know, probably 28-21, something like that. They then get Vandy at home. I think they'll win that. So you have a stretch here. Memphis, Kentucky, Florida, Vanderbilt, and even at Tennessee, they could win all those games, and Arkansas to close. Listen, there's a chance that Missouri wins their last six games. Be forewarned about Missouri. I think Missouri is a dangerous group, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And then finally, there's this. This is one of those stories, Ramona. The New York Giants' A.J. Francis is furious with the TSA. Do you know why they're furious with the TSA?
No.
Jeff, I apologize. I'm not going to get to you today, and I want to get you in. I just don't have time. Call me back tomorrow, and I'll put you right up. Call me anytime tomorrow, and I'll put you up first. I want you to be part of the conversation and get back in. So, again, I apologize. I've just run out of time. We've been behind all day. Giants defensive tackle A.J. Francis is PO'd with the Transportation Security Administration. Here's why. Having to cope with losing a parent is hard enough, but having to deal with the mishandling of their ashes is something that no child should have to deal with. Unfortunately for New York Giants defensive tackle A.J. Francis, that's the nightmare he was faced with this week after traveling with his recently deceased mother's ashes in his luggage. The 28-year-old opened his suitcase to find the ashes had been spilled all over his clothing with a notice of inspection from the TSA.
There was a note from them inside of it?
Francis took to Twitter to call out TSA, and as you imagine, he was pretty furious. I read those tweets. He was pretty furious. Hey, you piece of blank at TSA, next time you blanks feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back up so his remains aren't spilled on my clothes. The least you pieces of garbage can do is your blanking job, Francis wrote on Twitter. In most cases, travelers carry cremated remains are allowed to bring the ashes on both carry-on and checked luggage as long as they're transported in a permissible container. According to TSA, agents are instructed to not open a container with cremated remains under any circumstances, even if requested by a passenger. By the way, they apologized subsequent to this. He's not interested in their apologies. I wouldn't be either. I'll see you tomorrow.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Flash. I'm Rich Ackerman. As the first half winds down, the Red Sox look to pile on. Their win total currently stands at 63. They have won 7 in a row and continue their series against the Rangers momentarily at Fenway Park. The Yankees 2.5 games back in the AL East continue their series in Baltimore after splitting a doubleheader yesterday. But good news for the Yankees, the return of Masahiro Tanaka, who has missed the last month due to hamstring injuries. Also getting underway, the Rays and Tigers in Tampa. Interleague action, all-star Trevor Bauer on the mound tonight for the Indians as they...